This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Agitavach, Agazunta Winter. So we finish Vezoy Tabracha and we immediately start Bereshis. The Stipler has a very interesting observation regarding a discrepancy between Chasan Taira and Chasan Bereshis. Chasan Taira, we call up Amoid, 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 Rebbe, Pliny ben Pliny. And Chasan Bereshis, Maher, Amoid, 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 Maher. What's the rush? Why are we in such a rush to call up the Chasan Bereshis? This is the observation of the Stipler. Interestingly, on Simchas Torah, we take out three Sefer Torah. The first Sefer Torah, we finish the Torah, V'zoy Sabracha. The second one, we begin Bereshis. The third one, we read the Musaf of the Yom. It's very difficult, halachically, how we're entitled, how we're permitted, in the second Torah to read from Bereshis. That laning is not legislated by the Gemara. The Gemara says that we lane V'zoy Sabracha, and then we have to lane the Musaf of the Yom. Reading Bereshis is just a custom. If it's just a custom, it should, if you want to fulfill it, it should be the third Sefer Torah. In fact, the Torah says the third Sefer is Bereshis. But that's not the Minog. The Minog is the second Sefer is Bereshis. How are you allowed to inject between the two Kriyos of Choiva this Kriya of Minhag? Furthermore, what about Tadir V'Sheino Tadir Tadir Kaidim? The Mafter, we always read Mafter. And the Bereshis is just a custom. We read it once a year. How could it go before the Mafter? And it's so important to read the Bereshis. The Kaddish goes on the Sefer of Bereshis, not on V'zoy Sabracha. It's almost as if Bereshis is part of V'zoy Sabracha. And the Levush says, in fact, we do want to make sure to incorporate and connect Bereshis to V'zoy Sabracha, as it is imperative that as soon as you finish laning the Torah, as soon as you finish V'zoy Sabracha, you have to start immediately so that we're not subject to the kitrug of the Satan who says, oh, they finished the Torah, now they're taking a break, now they're relaxing, now they're taking it easy. So we have to start a new project immediately. We show the Satan, yes, we finished V'zoy Sabracha, we begin Bereshis immediately. And the Levush even explains that's why the Kaddish goes on Bereshis, because we want the Bereshis to be incorporated with V'zoy Sabracha. It's interesting, I saw a story recently in Rabbi Beryl Wein's book about the Panovich Rav, who would always begin a new project even before he completed the last. And when asked why he would do that and not take a break, he said, well, from the Shamayim, they always judge a person. Should we keep them around? I'm afraid, he said, that if I finish a project, the accusation will be, hey, the guy, he's done, he's finished, let's take him. This way I make sure always to start a new project before the completion of the one before. And that's what we do regarding beginning Bereshis as soon as we finish V'zoy Sabracha. And the Stipler pointed out, that is why, by Chasan Torah, in terms of finishing the Torah, okay, we finish it. We say, Amoid, Amoid, Amoid for Chasan Torah. But Chasan Bereshis, Maher, Amoid, Amoid, Amoid. Quickly, immediately, we can't let any time elapse. We cannot allow ourselves to be subject to the kitrug of the Satan. Interestingly, the Chida and the Berkei Yosef in Siman Tafrei Samach Tesef Beis brings that is why we're mafter on Simchas Torah in the beginning of Yehoshua. The same way we're worried about the kitrug of the Satan, that the Satan's going to say, hey, they're finished the Torah, they're taking a break, they're taking it easy, and so we have to start Bereshis. We're also likewise concerned the Satan will say, okay, they're only focused on Chumash, but they don't pursue their learning beyond the Chumash. They're not advancing in the Nevi'im, so we begin immediately learning from Sefer Yehoshua to show that the Kitrug is not over, to show that the learning is not over, but we're beginning not only Bereshis, we're beginning Nevi'im. And in fact, it's brought in the Sefer Higyoinei Halacha that there's an early custom in Sfarad that after the Haftorah, they would learn Mishnayos Chagiga, to be Mechaber, Tar Shabachzav, to Tar Shabapeh. This is quoted by the Menorahs Hamar, the end of the Tefillah. And this custom is also based on the idea that we want to show the Satan, yes, we're finished Tar Shabachzav, but we're only just beginning. We're going to continue Bereshis. We're going to continue in Nevi'im. We're going to continue in the Tar Shabapeh. Now you say, Gladstein, you give this year every year after Simchas Torah. That's right. Every year after Simchas Torah, we have to remember that we can never finish. We have to begin our new learning with renewed Chiddush v'Hischadshus. But Ein Beis HaMedrash B'loi Chiddush. So this year, I saw in the Elia Rabbah, Simen Kuf Lamed Beis, never said this before, that this is something we're concerned with every single time we daven. And therefore, the Elia Rabbah says, davening ends with Adon Olam, to show that as soon as we finish, we go right to the beginning. We started davening with Adon Olam, and we end with Adon Olam, as if to say, we finished tefillah? No, we're never finished. We go right back to the beginning. And as we go back to the beginning, we have to go back with renewed vigor, energy, vitality, interest, and creativity in applying ourselves to uncover the great treasures that lay within Taraseinu HaKadosha. If anybody would like to be on any of our groups for the Shiurim, please go to our website, rabbidg.com. You could sign up and receive weekly through the WhatsApp groups all the Shiurim, Parshas Bereishis, Parshas Noach, Parshas Lech Lecha, every single week, as well as links to the special All Parsha Shiurim, the Ramban, Baal Turim, and the Ben La'ashri. Wishing everyone a gesunta winter, bracha v'hatzlacha, yimalei Hashem kol mashalos libchem l'tayva.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.